There was one in Fiji yesterday, and that's this one.
Oh, the earthquake. Yeah.
At the Seismological Laboratory on the UC Berkeley campus, catching up with your colleagues in the morning includes catching up on last night's earthquakes.
And this first red chunk is the big 5.7 that we had last night. And then almost on top of that, just a little bit later, is another chunk of red, and that is the Russian earthquake.
Clay Miller, a research associate at the lab, was on call last night so he could review and verify the information that's automatically put out by the lab's computers, just in case there was a large, damaging quake.
We have a pager, just like an ER doctor might.
Berkeley's been a center of earthquake science for decades. Back in the 1880s, the campus installed the first seismometer in the Western Hemisphere. Today, California has hundreds of seismometers spread around the state.
We would like that number to be a lot bigger because the more seismometers you have, the better coverage you have.
Jennifer Strauss runs the Earthquake Research Affiliates Program at the lab and is one of the people working to bring an early earthquake warning system to Californians.
We have, on average, about 20-mile interstation distance. If I had unlimited resources and unlimited ways of doing everything, I would love to see a seismometer about every 5 miles.
For several years, researchers at Berkeley, Caltech, and the U.S. Geological Survey and others have developed a prototype system, one that Strauss is eager to see expand and go public.
We are sort of at a crossroads of this being a reality.
Senator Alex Padilla from Southern California is currently sponsoring a bill to create a public alert system in California. If passed, the bill would pay for more sensors, a central processing and notification center, and a public outreach and education campaign. Strauss explains how it would work.
You have a station somewhere. You have the earthquake epicenter, which happens a certain distance away from that station. As the energy waves leave the epicenter, you have two main wave fronts.
There is a primary wave that transmits compression, and it doesn't do any damage.
And then behind that, you have the S wave, or secondary wave, and that's the one that you have to start worrying about.
The primary wave travels about twice as fast as the damaging secondary wave, making it possible to predict when the main shaking will arrive and how severe it will be. Areas very close to the epicenter, Strauss says, would be too near for useful predictions, being effectively in a blind zone. Further away, though, the system would be a lot more useful.
Let's say you live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and there was a repeat of Loma Prieta. In that scenario, you would have 24 seconds warning.
That would allow the system, Strauss says, to alert
hospitals, train stations, schools, general people on the street.
It's enough time for doctors to stop operating, trains to slow down, school children to get under their desks, or people to seek cover. Early warning systems are already operating in Mexico and Japan and other countries. Warnings can be sent over radio station, mobile phones, and announcements through the school system. They're even developing a desktop application that pops up on your computer screen.
Earthquake, earthquake, earthquake.
At the first sign of danger, the California State Assembly expects to consider the bill in the coming weeks. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.